Straight Talk 1400 KJFF. We are joined in studio today by Dan Govrow, president of the Jefferson County Growth Association. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming State of the County address, which is going to be, to say the least, a little bit different this year. But Mr. Govrow joins us in studio. Just ask you to pull the microphone over to you, sir. How are you today?
Very good.
It's been different. We all know that everything has been different, and it's no different with what's coming up with the annual State of the County address. I know this year it would have been the first of 2 years it would be held at Fox High School, as it rotates, as it typically does. But yeah, a little bit of an all virtual type setting this time around.
Yes, it is. It's very different. Took a little bit of planning and to get set up and figure out how we were going to film this thing and put it together. But we got the filming done. They're piecing the films together to make a good presentation. But to go up and, for me, even to go up and speak, we usually got 300 people out there you can kind of bounce off of. It's not there, you know, so you're just talking to a phone, and it's quite a bit different.
Yeah, I'm sure for everybody involved, it definitely is quite different. You're one of the speakers, obviously, being the president of the association. Obviously, it always centers around who the our county executive, Dennis Gannon, which
right.
Previous, it's been always the county executive that that speaks at these engagements. But there's a few other people as well, obviously, I know it would have been held at Fox, but you're still keeping Fox involved. So, obviously, Dr. Nisha Patel will have a segment, too.
Yes, she'll start out, and then I put my piece on. And when we have an extra segment this year with the tourism group that we got started. So it's pretty exciting to see what they're doing, and I think it's going to be a great group, and I think that's going to bring a lot of people into the county and help out our economics in the county. So you'll be interested to hear that speech.
That'll be with Scott Seek, who is the president of that group. And tell us about how that came about. How did the tourism come together?
Well, for years, it's a growth association. I've always had a tourism group. We had money in our budget for it, but we never get it really rolling. And we talked to some people in Jeff City, the growth association did, and they said, well, you got to have a tourism commission. And the nearest one is St. Genevieve, so that wasn't really working for us. So we wanted to have a Jefferson County Tourism Commission, so we started working into it. We started setting up a 501c3, so for donations, and we pushed it till we got a whole committee, and then we broke it off from the JCGA, although they're going to use our website for now to get started. But we just it's something I wanted to do for years because I think we got a lot to offer here in the county to bring people in.
Absolutely, and I know there's been a few others that have had a tourism, tax and things like that to raise funds and do some advertising and basically promotion of different events. City of Festus, obviously, is probably one of the most notable one as things have turned out really good for them.
Right, and that was one thing we had to do is work those people in. We have Arnold has the tourism, and so did Peavely and Festus. So we contacted those people, sat down with them, and everybody was in agreement that one for all of Jefferson County is a good idea. So, again, with the Tourism Commission, the state has tourism money, and we can get some money and grants from those people to help us. So I think it's going to be a really good thing for the county.
Yeah, it's a win-win, no doubt about it. Yeah. And as far as the State of the County address in general, it is going to air live on your website, and that is going to be on February the 15th, back to the traditional date of President's Day,
right.
Monday.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
So basically just log on to jcgamo.org, and that's where what is going to be up front and center when 8 o'clock rolls around.
Yeah, I think that's the way she's got it set up. Sharon Floyd is our executive director, and she's really the pushes everything, and she puts it all together. She's done a great job. If you go on the website now and start looking at the tourism, she's done a lot of stuff on there already, and so that's really enhanced our website and the county. So
that is the location. Again, that'll be at 8 o'clock on the 15th of February. We are going to broadcast the audio from that actually on the 18th at 9 a.m. later that week. Mm-hmm. But how difficult was it to put this together? I know Sharon obviously has a lot of insight on this as well, but was it difficult to try to get four people together to record segments?
Actually, it went pretty well, better than what we thought, you know. Everybody worked together. They all cooperated. The school worked with us very well because they had their sound people and of course, the room set up. So it went really good. So I think, and I really appreciate all the sponsors we kept because we were worried about that having, but they all come through. They support us very well, and we really appreciate that.
This was a trying year for the group, wasn't it? I mean, a lot of charitable organizations, 501c3s. It was really a difficult way to move about the chambers, and as well as of course your association too.
Yes, because a lot of the events we couldn't do, so it really cut us back. Fortunately, we had the golf tournament that was a real success, and then with the chambers, we always contact them because we feel they're part of our group. And they were all struggling, had no money, no events. So that's when we did the 50-50 to try and help them out. And we donated money to them. We didn't keep any of it at the JCGA. We donated all the chambers. So I think that was a big plus for those people.
Are you guys in pretty good shape right now financially, keeping going and such?
Yes, we are. Actually, the golf tournament was a big, like I said, big help. And we come out of the year pretty darn good for the way things are.
I guess in a typical year, what are some of the events that you guys are a part of? I know one of them is kind of more of a recent event, and that's the bike ride, the bridge ride.
The bottleneck bridge ride is, yeah. And so normally we have 600 to 800 people. This year we had like 60. We had a kind of a virtual where people pick up and could ride the trail. So it was a real hard to stomach that because we really liked all the people come in and they enjoyed it. So that was one of the things that really got put down. I know some of the other events are usually we have a holiday party for the legislators to come in and you talk one-on-ones. We couldn't do that. So we're hoping to pick this up this year and go back to normal.
That's what everybody wants. I mean, we're all hoping for that to happen, and time will tell. But it seems like things are trending in the right direction right now in terms of cases and numbers going down and such. Yeah. The vaccine is now available at a certain level,
right.
But that'll change here before too long. But everybody just has to ride out the ship, right?
That's all we can do. Take it a day at a time and keep moving. We are planning events, and we'll have to maybe change them as we go. But we are going to plan right back to our normal stuff.
So. Yeah. So I guess I know I'm kind of skipping all over the place a little bit, but what are some of the things that the Tourism Commission is hoping to accomplish now that they kind of got some footing underneath them?
The idea is to advertise all our parks and our trails you can hike, the bicycle paths. Then we're trying to also get some money together to put in a overall plan for we can have bicycle paths through the whole county. But the idea is to bring in people in for the wineries and what we do have to offer that nobody else has and bring people out of St. Louis out to the county and so they can enjoy themselves.
Case in point was the bottleneck bridge ride as far as that goes, because on a normal setting, like we said, things this past year were a little bit different, but normally it would be going to certain destinations, you know, going to all the wineries, going to Main and Mill and some other locations just to promote. And I remember Andy Held telling me a good vast majority, not vast majority, but at least half the people that would take part in this ride were not from Jefferson County. They were from St. Louis County or elsewhere.
Right. Actually, it was about 80% of the people that rode bikes were from out of the county. And they enjoyed our scenery. They don't like the hills, but they like the scenery. And they enjoyed the hospitality we gave them because most of the bicycle rides, they said there's a 5-gallon bucket of water where you'd stop. Where here, we provide them snacks and water and take, you know, a rest stop that they take care of them. So they enjoy that. So we put the hospitality and we put it out there. So it's talked about a lot, evidently, the ride in Jefferson County. So.
And no better place to go than to start at some of the local adult establishments, you know, talking about Main and Mill Brewing Company, which is where it would always start.
Right.
Going down to Wild Sun, Antonia Winery, also La Chance, the Russell House in Hillsboro. I mean, good destinations to see and show off some of the cool places down here.
Right. And it was, our roads are in good shape. Yeah. I mean, they're not full of holes thanks to the taxes that we generate from people buying Jefferson County. So that's why we keep pushing to shop Jefferson County to keep our roads and our emergency vehicles and police and the 911. If we didn't have taxes to support those guys, we'd be in trouble. So I think that's why I keep pushing shop Jefferson County.
Yeah, I know you do that all the time, but you certainly push that quite a bit during the holidays, and this year was no different. Right. You're always constantly getting the word out, hey, shop Jefferson County.
Right. Just keep the taxes here. The people that are doing the online, and you got their trucks coming in, or subdivisions and stuff, wear and tear in the streets, but they're not paying any taxes to keep them up. So.
Now, I guess next year everything will go back to the way it should be as far as the state of the county goes. I mean, that's what we're all hoping for, and I don't see any reason why it wouldn't. So it'll go back to a live setting at Fox next year.
Yes, we're hoping to do that. And, of course, now we have a new superintendent up there, or we will have, so it's going to be different. But Dr. Anisha Patel was very good to work with, and her staff was very good to work with, and I think it'll continue.
She brought a lot of stability over there, I think, when she came in. And it's a shame that she's moving on. I guess she's going to the Clayton School District. But, you know, she came in at the right time, I think, to get some things established and stable up there in that Fox District,
right.
Which is such a – I mean, it's the biggest district in the county.
Yeah, yes. And she did a good job of putting them in right in order and making things work better, smoother.
So it's going to be, again, the State of the County Address on February the 15th, President's Day, starting at 8 a.m. And streaming live at jcgamo.org. The website is to a normal setting now. I know that's kind of neat. And you guys got some good stuff, good information there.
Yeah, we've really improved the website. We got the new one, and Sharon's done a really good job of keeping it up and keeping stuff on there. It's a good way to find out what's going on in the county. Like the college, we work good with them. The new observatory they're building is going to be kind of neat, and she got an article in there about that. And even the electric charging station that went in, that's pretty cool, too, to have that. And so I think good progress, and we're hoping to keep the website up and keep people coming to look at it.
Absolutely. Are you going to keep the State of the County up there for a while? People can come back and view it maybe if they missed it or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. That's our plan, to keep it up on.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, keep that platform there. Again, it draws more attention. People will go there to look for it, and you know, and they'll find out all the other good things that you guys have up there, all the links and stuff that you guys share.
Right.
Yeah. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
I'm glad you guys were still able to get this worked out with the virtual setting. Yeah, it's a little bit different, but, you know, everybody has become video savvy probably over the last year or so, you know, Zoom meetings and things like that. So it seems perfect that you guys were able to set this up this way. It just makes perfect sense. And you guys got it down now.
We got it.
Now you guys are whizzes at recording and putting videos up and things like that, right?
We'll see after it's over.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming in today, Mr. Govro.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Dan Govro, the president of the Jefferson County Growth Association. And again, one more reminder as well, coming up on February the 15th is the pre-recorded live event of the State of the County Address from Fox High School. And again, it will be streaming live on their website, jcgamo.org, starting at 8 o'clock again on Monday, February the 15th, which is President's Day. And again, President Dan Govro with the JCGA joining us here on 1400 KJFF.